Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have some good laughs around here on Sunday morning. And A-list celebrities all over the place as well, including Barry Manilow. The first time I interviewed Barry Manilow was 1976. He was about to appear, this is all from my memory now, so I could be 100% wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this correctly.
76?
I think so. He was, get this, he was about to play the Chicago Stadium.
Oh, really?
The old stadium. Chicago Stadium. And the station that I was at, the old WFYR, Fire Radio.
Chicago's warmest rock.
That's right. We were, we were big on Barry Manilow music. You know, this new, brand new singer that was, breaking into the charts. And we did a sit-down interview with Barry Manilow. We turned it into a big documentary and played it. And I don't even know how many times I've interviewed Barry through the years. Whenever he's been in Chicago or had something going on, he's been nice enough to spend some time with us. And we hooked up with him on a satellite interview on the WGN-TV Morning News this past week because he is getting ready to begin a Las Vegas residency, as Celine Dion has, and Bette Midler, and Cher, and J-Lo, and so many artists now that they love performing in Las Vegas, number one. Barry has performed in Vegas before, but never, sort of this long-term residency like this. But he likes it, he's getting a little bit older, as we all are, and, kind of likes that he doesn't have to travel all over the country, that fans can come and see him. So that's what we wanted to talk about with Barry when we hooked up with him this week on WGN.
He is an Emmy winner, a Grammy winner, a Tony Award winning legend who has scored nearly 50 pop tunes, including Copacabana, Could It Be Magic, I Write the Songs, Mandy, Weekend in New England. I could go on and on. He has sold more than 85 million albums worldwide. Now, the longtime friend of us here at WGN, Barry Manilow, is beginning a new chapter in his career, and he joins us live from Las Vegas to tell it all. Barry, good morning, my friend. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to speak to you and to be in Chicago once again.
Always nice to have you here. I know Chicago holds a very special place in your heart, but right now it's all about Las Vegas for you.
It is. You know, I did a run in Las Vegas about 8 years ago, and in the same building, it was the Hilton, and now it's called the Westgate, and they've put loads of money into it, and it's all nice, brand new, shiny place, but the showroom is pretty much the same, and I just love it. I have great memories of my 5 years here, and they invited me back, and so here I go again, residency here at the Westgate, and I can't tell you I'm looking forward to this.
So many artists now are doing Las Vegas residencies. What's the difference between that and coming here to Chicago and playing around the country, playing concerts?
Well, there's nothing like a live audience of 10,000 people night after night. And I'm one of the lucky guys who can still do something like that. But going from city to city and hotel to hotel and plane to plane, it really did get to me. It gets to you. So this residency really is a wonderful, wonderful thing for somebody like me, being in the same place weekend after weekend. I know where I am. Everybody knows where they are. Plus, we can blow the show up even bigger than we can when we're going from city to city. So this show should be beautiful to look at. And, you know, I'm one of the lucky guys who has a catalog of songs that can people know and can fill up an evening, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
Yeah, are you, you know, still doing pretty much the same kind of show? I've always said it since I've been seeing your shows through the years, but even Rolling Stone magazine said that you are the showman of our generation. Are you still putting on, like, the huge, big, you know, gigantic shows? Even spoofed on Family Guy. That's how much people, you know, right, admire your showmanship.
Well, you know, I don't remember me doing big production shows. Really, it's usually just, you know, songs. Songs and a great-sounding band and beautiful lights. That's what I've always done. One or two times, they were bigger production. But most of the time, it's just me in the audience singing songs that they love. And that's where I begin, and that's where I end. But here at the Westgate, it'll be a more beautiful and more produced show than I can do on the road.
Barry, are you able to isolate what's the biggest change in your career since it started? Has it been the influence of the internet, how people are seeing shows, getting your material these days?
I think the biggest change that I've noticed is that there are a lot of younger people that are coming to check me out, probably because their parents played my music when they were growing up, because they love this catalog of songs. They sing along, they dance along, they wave and cheer, and it's a different sound that I'm hearing from the audience. I mean, you know, I've had a great run of great people, but I can tell something just flipped over, and I think it's the age that just flipped over for me.
Tickets for Barry's shows, his residency at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, are on sale now. Always great to talk to our pal Barry. We have to come out to Vegas and see the show there. Thank you, Barry. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Our pal Barry Manilow. Tickets available through the hotel in Las Vegas if you are interested. Guaranteed you'll have a good time. Man puts on a good show. Always has. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to get into our food time segment, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. We're getting into outdoor grilling season. I know a lot of people had the grills fired up yesterday. I did Friday morning on the WGN-TV morning news. I cooked up some Cinco de Mayo favorites. I'm going to share those with you. But find out your go-to, always a hit when you do it on the grill, coming up after 12 o'clock this morning. But we have a couple of minutes before that, though, and I just want to open up the phones for you Barry Manilow fans. And I know there are many of you because you've been texting in like crazy this morning and emailing in, telling me Barry Manilow experiences. Some of you sending me pictures with Barry Manilow. Favorite Barry Manilow song? Are we able to determine it? Is it Copa? The Copacabana, is it? Or something else? 312-981-7200, WGN. WGN, Dean Richards Sunday morning. Thanks to Barry Manilow. Spent a little bit of time with us today. Happy to bring the interview to you this morning. Nice to hear from all the Fanilows, the Barry Manilow fans, texting in, calling in throughout the morning. Want to hear a sweet story? Somebody texted this story in of why Barry Manilow is significant to them. Says here that my middle son was born 40 years ago. He was a fussy baby, and I often sang the song Can't Smile Without You to him. I told him about those days, and when he got married in 2004, he surprised me with that very song for our mother's son dance at the wedding. Isn't that a beautiful story?
I'm good today. How are you?
Isn't that a nice story about the singing?
That's sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet. How about for you? You have a favorite Barry Manilow
story or song?
My favorite is, he had a new CD out. This was some time ago. And I went to Target, and I asked the young girl in the, at the counter, I'd like, do you have the new Barry Manilow CD? And she goes, who? I said, he makes the young girl sing.
And how did...
my college-age granddaughter and all her friends were singing and dancing to Copacabana. So I introduced them to Barry.
Oh, good.
He's great.
His music really is very timeless, I think. You know.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, you realize when a Barry Manilow song comes on and you're singing along with it, that these are, you know, these are all the songs of our youth. These are,
oh, yeah.
You know, he wrote the songs and he did make the whole world sing. That's very true.
He did. He surely did. I'm glad to hear him on your program today.
It's nice of you to call in. I have two things I want to do. Number one, I want to give you a $25 gift certificate for Lou Malnati's for being nice and calling in today. And I don't know if you heard...
I didn't expect anything.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Also, I don't know if you heard the interview that we did at 10:30 this morning with the two stars of Once, the musical that's at the Paramount in Aurora. This is such a beautiful show. I would love to give you two tickets for that also. Is that okay?
Well, I can be kind of hard for me and my husband to get out there, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Maybe someone else.
Well, maybe, maybe you have someone in your life that you would like to share these tickets with. How about that?
Well, that would be very nice.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. You hang on for just a second. We'll take care of that.